Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for joining me, Patricia Casey, on You Can Cook Too. And today I am going to do the sweetest, most gorgeous dessert most of you will ever have. Some of you probably know Eat and Mess. It's become a great favourite again. I hadn't heard of it until a few years ago when my husband did it for a few dinner parties that we had. It's the only dessert he can actually prepare, but it's gorgeous. And Eat and Mess has become more popular, and it's now in a lot of the restaurants, in the trendy restaurants, on their dessert menu. But I have a variant on it called Banoffee Mess, which is even better because it's got what everybody loves, which is toffee sauce, or if you prefer, salted caramel sauce. It doesn't actually take any cooking. You can make it in about 5 minutes. So you need double cream, a 284 ml carton of double cream. You need 6 meringue nests. You need 5, maybe 6 sliced bananas, 5 or 6 tablespoons of either toffee sauce or salted caramel sauce, and a handful of roughly broken pecan nuts. So you begin by whipping the cream, and you can actually buy whipped cream. It's cheaper to whip it yourself, but you can also buy it lightly whipped. Crumble into that the meringue nests. And you can buy the meringue nests, all very well and good if you want to make your own meringues for pavlova. But the meringue nests that you buy are absolutely perfect. And you need about 5 to 6 of those. The size of a meringue nests change, and some of them are quite big and some are small. So if I was you, I'd go with the small ones to begin with, 6 small ones, and then increase as required. If you're using the large ones, you'd probably need about 4 meringue nests. But again, this isn't a hard and fast recipe. There's a lot of room for maneuver. So if you have somebody who doesn't like meringue, you can actually leave it out. If you have somebody who adores meringue nests, you can put in a bit more. So you crumble the meringue nests into the double cream and gently mix them. You don't want the meringue nests to become powder, so just gently mix them round. And then you gently fold in the bananas. And again, you don't want the sliced bananas to crumble or to break too much. And don't let them hanging around, you know, don't chop them too quickly. Just don't chop them before you do the recipe. Chop them as you're working on the recipe and chop them into it, and then fold them gently. And then swirl in the sauce, the toffee sauce or the salted caramel sauce, and put them into 6 dishes. And again, for recipes like this that are uncooked and to show them off, you can put them into glass dishes. And glass dishes are 10 a penny nowadays in the charity shops. They're really very cheap, so there's no excuse not to use them. Over them, you scatter the pecan nuts and then drizzle a little more toffee sauce on top of that. If you want to make it really appealing, you can put a nice little piece of citrusy fruit or a soft fruit like a raspberry or a strawberry on top, but it doesn't really need it. So that's Banoffee Mess. Because it's such a sweet recipe, I thought I would play a song that captures sweetness. A 1969 song by a group called the Archies called Sugar Sugar Candy Girl. If you can, put on YouTube and have a look at it being performed. It's absolutely hilarious to watch the dancers. Some of them look bored out of their minds. Most of them, in fact, look bored out of their minds. The only thing that I reminisced about with some glee was seeing them in hot pants. And believe it or not, I had a blue pair of hot pants around 1969, maybe a little bit after, because they lasted until about 1972 and then went out of fashion. So seeing and imagining myself in my blue hot pants brought me back to this song. I wasn't quite tempted to dance to it in my kitchen, but who knows, maybe you will be. The song itself went to number one in the pop charts and sold over 6 million copies, and it was awarded a golden disc in 1969. But the interesting thing is that the band that played it, called themselves the Archies, were a fictional band. They didn't really record much else. They were just a group who came together of musicians and singers, mainly teens, and they featured in an animated TV show called The Archie Show. One distribution mode that the Archies used for their music was making cardboard records and autographing them, whatever the equivalent of cutting and pasting signatures was in those days, and putting them directly onto the back of cereal boxes so as to help sales for cereal. So I presume the cereal company purchased a load of them. And then these could be cut out of the cereal boxes and played on a turntable. Even though their music was also available on standard issue LPs and 45s, this was a popular way of getting the music out cheaply to a 1960s, a late 1960s audience. So here we go with Sugar Sugar Candy Girl, and happy dancing, everybody.
Sugar. Sunshine, pour your sweetness over me.